receive.
Okay, did I hear a motion that we've received the report and heard the explanation?
Did their board members get the actual audit report? And in the past, used to give the actual audit report.
Yeah, he said he didn't.
I have them in the office.
We shut them down before when we sent the electronic one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll give you more numbers. This is just a summary and so forth.
Yes, it's a summary. Yeah. That's got all maybe the that'll numbers help. And the footnotes.
That will address clearly his
I wasn't sure. I thought
that's
the best they
could carry home.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, because we were doing it this year with them, with the state delaying us and stuff, we brought them down.
Ahead of time, okay.
Yeah. I think we submitted them to the state on the 15th. So that, I believe that Friday, I think Pam dropped off the schools.
So you said you have some calculations for your parameters that will help me?
Yeah, if you have any questions.
I will call
you.
I will call you.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'd like to make a motion then that the board receive the audit report from BT.
Barbara Kane.
Okay, all in favor? Well, we don't have to vote in favor. It's just a comment. It's just like a resolution that we did. Okay, so it's in the minutes. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Bill, can we turn it over to you, ma'am?
Got your presents. Yeah, Bill, if you have any questions, let me know.
Okay, thanks, Deb.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Does everybody have a copy of the October 31 financial report?
Is that the same one, Marianne?
October 31.
No, the one she just...
No, that's the audit report. That's something different. Okay, this budget is close to being final. What's going to happen is, right after Thanksgiving, they're going to run some more reports based on the latest people on the payroll. So this number could go up or down. Some of the changes, we've got some turnover in staff. We have some people who, because of when they were hired, their health insurance won't be effective until after January. So we're going to have some ups and downs, but we're close to where we should be. So I'm going to just go through here, starting on page one, changes from the report from last month, and I'll point out only the changes. So let's start at the top, the mental health, 05311, you see that? Mm-hmm. That's 31,830. Last month, that figure was 15,915. That's half of what we had, and these are new appropriations, and in the past, we usually get money all at one time, but now they're doing it in piecemeal. I'm not sure why, but that's what happened. The technology block grant of 5546, that's a new grant that wasn't in there before. The 05309, that's a new grant of 5563. The opportunity fund, the 33, the 46 in sustainment, the 05297, the 34, the 334 are the same as last month. Now the opportunity fund mental health, 08915, last month that was 15915, it's again 31830, which is half. Let's go to page 7, which is the last page in your report. This was run on 11/13, and it shows the transportation eligible, which is the same number as our total enrollment of 266. If you look at that, this is the first time the transportation number is appearing in here as an actual number. If you look over on the right-hand side, you see student transportation amount. I circled it. In the past, that's always been zero. It's now 265,351, which is I'd calculated in the past. And just, I know some of you know about it, but other people don't. Right above that, you see the 42,522 inside brackets. About 2 years ago, the state did a cutback on all education by about $25 million. That was our share of it. I thought last year they would give it back to us. They didn't. They're still taking it away from us. And it's a problem because the money they're giving us now is for specific purposes. They don't give us a lot of flexibility. So things like rent and heat and so forth, we're not getting any growth there. And our costs are going up. So that 42,000, if we wouldn't have had that, we'd have 42,000 more than If you look at the adjusted total, you see that 2273541, which is on the right-hand side. You see that? We'd have 42,000 more than what we have right now. If you see that adjustment, that's a new number, 6467. When someone leaves the district who has some service and they are 12-month employees, if you have vacation, you've got to pay that off, the existing organization. So we had someone leave last year. We had a payout based on the number of days she had. The state pays part of it, so they gave us 6467. We had to apply for it. That money's in there. It's part of the total. If you look back on transportation supervisor on the left-hand side, the fourth one down under personnel, that was zero before, and I mentioned in the past, you need 7,000 pupils to get a full-time supervisor, so 266 over 7,000 gives you 0.04 of 64,000. They gave us 2599. That's a new number.
Yeah, that's more than last year.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the same as last year. It was 270 last year.
That's real money.
Yes, it is. So if you look at that, the 2273541, that's what's on page 1 under 05213. Do you see that? That's the biggest number we get. That's a big part of our budget. See the 2.2 million of 3.4, that's the biggest part of our money. That number is going to go up and down the next couple months. But to give you an idea, last month that number was 2,244,232.96. It's not on your report. It went up by 29,000. But there's going to be ups and downs as we go along here. But we're getting close to where it should be. Right underneath that is local district funding, 420,000. I usually attach a sheet showing that, but it hasn't changed since last month, so I haven't shown you that. And then all the other numbers on there are the same as last month. So if you look at how the money's coming in terms of the budget, the first four items, you see projected revenue, we got 100% of the money. If you look at sustainment, again, there's a board meeting, I think, this week of the state board. They approve our Division I units. So right now, our sustainment number's a budget of 46,039. That number might go up or down a little bit, and then we'll get 100% of the money. We have 90% right now. If you look at the state formula, we have 855,000 yet to come in, and whatever our number is, that 2273, we'll get that money. If you look at the next one, local district funding, we have about 30% of the money. And once the state board approves all the units and so forth, the bills will go out to the charter schools for the public schools for the other 65%.
Which will come in about when, next year?
Well, it'll probably come in next year because with Christmas and so forth, people, and that's a big pile of their money, so they don't want to send it over. So we probably won't get it. You might see one or two schools, but most of them will be in January.
Can we get interest on them holding our money back?
No.
I mean, because they get it from the state.
Yeah,
they have this from
yeah,
the state.
Well, let me just tell you an example. Christina has yet to pay the 35% to Newark because they're in trouble. And see, what happens is when people pay their taxes, the due date's September 30th. If you don't pay it by September 30th, you pay 6%. Mm-hmm. So until that money starts flowing in, he probably doesn't have enough money to pay all the charter schools. So even though all of our schools have paid the 35% now, Capital was the last one to pay it. But we'll get all that money. There's no question
about it.
It'll
happen, but don't get me.
But that's the flow of it. And we were talking, Nancy was talking about, you know, when the auditors were in here, they'll use the state money, but they don't have a lot of local money, and that's where it comes from. So until they get this influx of money from taxpayers, they probably don't have it.
Okay.
And you can, I know Newark Charter School is always complaining. And I'm sure that's a big pile of money because all their kids are within that 5-mile radius. So that's a
well,
big part.
We're in a good spot right around here, though. But I was just curious about, as long as we're able to meet our bills, because that's a big number. That's almost $300,000.
Yeah.
And if we ever get kind of tight as around about March, April.
Well, no, we'll get it. We'll usually get it by January, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's the magic word.
The bill
you said next year.
Until next calendar year. The bill doesn't go out until after the state board meeting. Then Brooke will send out all the bills. And
okay.
The business manager, some will do it and some won't. And I think we'll probably get most of it in January.
Okay, all right.
But I've never seen it go to March. But okay. Circumstances can change.
Don't say that.
Well, you know they can. So we're okay there. Food service, we only have 2 months of revenue there. We just have, we probably only have 1 month because we're always a month lag, and we have September. October's billed in Gwynn until the end of October, so we probably have about 1 month there. So the revenue's coming in, as I anticipated, we're at 61.7%. So that's the revenue side. Any questions on revenue? If not, let's move on to salaries. And we had two pays in July, three in August, two in September, and two in October. So that's 9 out of 26. So the guide should be 34.6. Excuse me. And we're at 30.7, so we're running well there. If you look at OEC costs, they're a function of salaries at percentages, except for health insurance, we're running well there. And then if we look at 4/12 of the year, if we take it in pure percentages, we should be at 33.3% of our budget. We're at 28.1, so we're 5.2% under, which is good. And I want to point out one new number, one new category that's not been in there before. You see on allocated down at the bottom, that 33,000. Some of these new accounts, I'm not exactly sure how we're going to spend it. And if you look at page 2 and 3.
Like technology grants and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. If you look on here, there's a lot of different account codes. And until they actually buy the items, I don't know which account code it's going to flow into. So what I did, I just took this. They're up at the revenues at the top. I just put it down here in the category. The 33,000, and then once we spend the money, then I'll put it in the appropriate account codes on these other pages, because you've got to have revenue and you've got to have the expense side, or else you're going to be out of balance.
Okay,
I see you're
going,
looking.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I know you got a question.
I just want to see if you could match me up.
Yes,
33,
I can.
33,883.
Let me just give that to you.
Yeah.
Okay, the 05235, that's 5546. You see that up at the top?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go to the one down below, that 38,034.18. There's three different appropriations. The 05297, do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Those were the accounts. They were the new appropriations last year. And remember, we couldn't spend all the money because
right.
we got it late and so forth. And I thought they were going to revert it.
Take it, but
they didn't.
Okay.
So out of that 38,000, there's 26,545 and 05297. And an 05039, 1792, 16, which makes up the 33,833. That's out.
Okay.
That's all out of that 38,000.
Okay. I got you. Right.
See, I knew you were going to ask that question. Where you here. See, you and I think alike.
Well, you sort of begged the question when you says unallocated.
Yeah,
I'm seeing.
Well, I tried to explain.
33K.
Yeah,
down
no, that's
there.
A good question.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm good.
And like I said, once we spend that money in that category, that'll reduce this and eventually disappear, and it'll go over here onto the.
I got you.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
You're the teacher, right?
It's good. You explained pretty good. I'm actually elected to my class.
I doubt that. you must really be hard pressed. Okay, so like I said, we're spending under our budget. I think our budget's close to being final, so I think it's running fairly well. So if we go on, these are just more details of what's on page 1. Again, using 34.6 as the guideline. The teachers are 29.4. The reason that's a little bit low is because we're having people coming and going and so forth. It'll eventually probably stabilize. The ones that are over, the 100% are people that have already gone. Remember the assistant principal we had here last year and the paraprofessional that are going, they're not going up. The only ones that are a little bit higher are the overtimes.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think they're running fairly well. The OECs are running fairly well. In the next categories, you'll see some that are a little bit high, but in total, I think we're about where we should be. If you want to move on to page 4, first page 4, as well as the second page 4 or 5, there are no minuses. The FY18 funds have all been spent. If you go to the second page of 4 or 5, last month we didn't have our FY20 funds in federal. So these are the first time they're showing. And as a comparison, the total federal funds for this year are 321. If you look back to FY19, which is at the top, it's 315. So we're basically getting about the same amount of money as we had last year. Sometimes that goes down. And then the web report is just another way of looking at what we have on the other pages. So that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Are there any questions? Do I hear a motion to approve the financials?
I move that we approve the...
Mrs. Robinson moved to approve.
October 31st, 2019.
Dr. Esoso approved, seconded. Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we will go to the principal's report.
Okay. Thank you. So we have continued to have an awesome time over the past month. We have had our evening at the academy in place of the formerly known as AOD night. It was amazing. We did not really put out too much in the way of direction to our staff, other than each grade level had the challenge of finding a way to bring literature to life. It was awesome. It was incredible. We filled the cafeteria with parents, and our kids performed. So we had our kindergartners doing See It, Say It, Sign It. We had first graders doing Pete the Cat. We had some poetry reading happening. And we had some of our fifth grade actually did, they said it couldn't be done, which was a recital. It was a choral reading of things that people said couldn't be done, but people that were determined and said, we're going to show you that it can. And it was remarkable. It was really something. So in addition to that, we have continued with our theme of the Academy of Leaders, because that's what we have decided education is truly about. Here, we are growing leaders. Our students have leadership skills. I asked Mr. Jones to join us this evening at the meeting. Mr. Jones had this brilliant plan of creating the Bowtie Boys. So if you come to school, you will see students proudly, and I say proudly, strutting around wearing bow ties. We also have girls wearing blue ribbons. So we have the blue ribbon girls and the Bowtie Boys. And they are so proud. This is a photograph that shows some of the girls helping each other. There's a black and white photograph. Here's another one.
That's cute. I think this was on Facebook.
Yeah, we did. We posted some of them on Facebook.
Everyone gets one, or you have to do something.
No, they have to show. So they have to show leadership skills, and they take a pledge. So they actually participate in a ceremony where they take a pledge. These are the same kind of things. And so the students actually pledge, and the pledge is this: I pledge to be an academy leader for the Academy of Dover Achievers. This means that I pledge to always strive to demonstrate full respect for all students, for all adults, students, and most importantly, myself. I will wear this blue ribbon, or for the boys, bow tie, with honor and stand tall, knowing that I represent high achievement and success in all that I do. This means that I will do my work, demonstrate to others how to be an amazing Academy of Dover student, spread positivity, kindness, cheer, and compassion through the academy, and be an asset builder. Today, I proudly wear this blue ribbon or bow tie, and know that I am an Academy Achiever leader. And so we've actually been doing a ceremony, and what's really awesome is as we do the ceremony, we have other students helping the students. But it has taken off. I can't tell you how many students have come up. They find us and they're like, I want to be part of this. And just the pride that shows on their face with this, and to see a class in line with the bow ties and the blue ribbons is just remarkable. So our plan is that we will have over 300 students next year in bow ties and ribbons. That is our plan.
That's good.
So we have launched our recruitment efforts. I have one more of these. It's a window cling. If anyone is interested in putting it on their window of their vehicle, it's for grabs. It sticks on, it comes off, it will not damage your car. But I like to play around with graphic design, so I've played with this a little bit. So this is available for anyone that would like it. Advertise
that's
for
the,
us.
That's the only one you have?
I have that one, yep.
Okay.
Question. Do the students, the little yellow sheet that you had there, do they sign, or that goes into their record, or does something like that go to their parents so they can see it?
They keep the certificate.
I got it.
And so the students are able to celebrate with their parents. They actually go through a training, and we have a student council in here. We meet around this table, and the students actually came up with an idea that they decided that they wanted to have sports. And so they came up with a questionnaire of what kind of sports we should have, because, I mean, who better to listen to about why you would want to come here or stay here than our kids. And so they said that they would definitely want to stay if we had sports. Like, well, that's not that hard to figure out how to make happen. So Mr. Jones and Mr. Yoder, our social worker, they actually recruited Ms. Postal. She was in training. But Ms. Postal is going to be our volunteer basketball coach.
Okay.
She's finding out
really?
Right now.
Okay. Got it.
And
I'm all for it.
So the students are interested in specific sports, and so the kids actually came up with a survey and are going, and they've been asking each other questions, and so the word is getting around, because just today, towards the end of the day, fourth grade students were standing in line going to their special, and Dr. Marinucci, is it true? Are we really going to have sports here? And so the excitement is there. And if that's what it takes, then let's make it happen. And that's kind of what we're all about. So we've got an amazing group of people that are just looking to do what we can to bring about our students and give them what they need to be successful. We also have these cards. We found these cards. Unfortunately, they had the wrong address on them. But they're beautiful. And they say K to 5, which I'll get into that in just a second. But so we put stickers over the wrong address, and we put the where to apply, because we're in that open application period now. We currently have 10 applicants that are not here ready, and AOD is the first choice. So we need to boost that number in a big way. We've got a Facebook
ad campaign
going on right now. So that's in place, but we're doing everything we can to recruit. Mr. Jones has actually even offered to put his feet to the ground and start walking his neighborhood. Aren't those cards beautiful?
Yeah.
So take some and give them out to people. Spread the word, because that's really what it takes. It takes us talking about our academy and talking with passion about why this is the right place to educate children and why we care about our students. The other thing that we really need to do is get more reviews on our Facebook page. We only had 7, I think. They're all 5 stars, which is great. But we only had 7, so we got a new one. But just if you hear people talking about how great the academy is, if we just ask them, could you write a review? Like, put it out there, because the more people hear about and see it, the more we're going to get people interested. But we receive phone calls on the regular from parents asking questions, and our enrollment is higher than 266 right now, because we have continued to let kids in, which is going to save us from having to find kids later. So we're continuing to add students on and then keep them.
How did you
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes, ma'am.
You got me excited.
Oh, good. That's the plan.
How did you communicate with the parents that you had that new program that you're talking about?
So,
and the athletic program.
We haven't put the athletic program out yet because that's new. That conversation just happened. When was that? Thursday? Friday? It was on
Friday.
Big Ticket. It was Friday morning.
Friday morning,
yes. Yeah. So we haven't put that communication out yet.
Okay.
That was the students talking.
Okay.
But students are a really great source of getting information
right.
out there.
Right.
So we haven't gotten that out there, but we have been getting the information out about our other events as well as our other exciting things that we have going on through the Class Dojo app, through our Facebook page, through using our Blackboard Connect, which is a way that we can text message parents or do the autocaller feature. So we have a number of communication methods that we're currently using to and just plain old flyers. And we frequently will stand out at the car pickup and just talk to every car that comes by. Say, hey, did you know? I mean, I sound like a broken record, but that's okay. I sometimes like to talk, so it's okay. So we have a lot of these cards, and what we decided is we need to get rid of them all because our goal is to have the board okay us moving forward with the application for a major modification and to change our school from a K to 5 to a K to 6, which is going to have a major financial impact on our academy. Being a K to 6 school is going to be huge. It's going to have a major positive financial impact on our academy. And I'm convinced that the kids will be here. I love our fifth graders. It's partly a little selfish. I don't want them to leave us. but we've been working, and Teresa, Debbie, Rhonda, and I, Rhonda down here, and I have been working on the major modification application for DOE, and we've been working really closely with Leroy Travers in the DOE office, as well as Secretary Bunting has been really helpful too. Mm-hmm. So they're all very much in favor of us being successful with this. And so it's basically just us going through the process of filling out the application.
I have two questions. Ma'am. The first one is with respect to the reviews that you talked about. Is there a way through those same platforms that you use in order to communicate with parents, a way to kind of encourage parents to write reviews? Because those are the best people to write them. You know, people who, current parents who currently have kids in the school, like, hey, you know, happy about, you know, the programs, happy about teachers, enjoy a teacher, write a review, you know, something like that, you know, to maybe encourage them.
Yeah, and that's our most recent review came from a conversation where I had a conversation with a parent. We were talking, and she was saying, I just love it here. This is such a great place. And she's sending two more kids to us. And I said, you know, would you mind putting something on Facebook for us? And she did. So we are doing that.
Okay, that's cool. And my second question goes to your recent comment about the modification to add sixth grade. And so my question would be, is that desire only to appeal to, like, the kids who are in Capital? Because, like, my kids are in CR. And so if you only go to sixth grade, it disrupts that middle school program, because in CR district you only have 6th, 7th, and 8th for middle school.
Right.
So it would make sense. Like, if my kids were younger,
or
anybody's kids who are in, you know, the CR district who want to choice their kids for AOD, you know, extending to 6th grade and then putting them in postal, you know, might not be advantageous for that family.
Right.
And so I guess I'm just wondering, I know Capital is a little different because you have William Henry for 5th and 6th, and then you can go to Central for 7th and 8th.
Right.
But, you know, like, my kids, we were in the CR district and my kids went here. So I'm just thinking, like, you know, to broaden the horizon for the options for more people.
So if you look at the majority, the vast population that we serve is Capital. And so what we continue to hear, what I continue to hear loud and clear, is that the kids are here for fifth grade, but then they're concerned about where they're going to go for the sixth grade year. And so what I'm also hearing is from our parents of fourth graders, that they're planning to choice somewhere to another charter for fifth grade because it's easier to get in at fifth grade than it is at sixth grade, because they want to avoid that 5-6 school. So I think we need to really look